any more action that the Obama administration needs to step up and do, Wolf?
Yeah, what I'm hearing is that the U.S. is ready to do a lot more, but they would like to see the international community get more directly involved, international organizations, the Europeans, and certainly the Arab world, the Muslim world. They'd like to see some help coming in as well. But I think the president of the United States has made it clear to all of his aides, let's do whatever we can to help these refugees, but let's make sure that the whole world, the U.N., international relief organizations, do all they can as well. The good news, and we heard this earlier from Nick Kristof, the Tunisians are doing a lot, the Egyptians are doing a lot, but there's so much more that has to be done. These people are in dire shape right now.
You know, people look back, though, to Bosnia, 1993, for instance, and the international community did get together and did do something. So what's the difference then?
You know, it was a different situation then, but this is it's weighing very heavily on President Obama right now, a potential crisis, a potential nightmare, the slaughter of thousands of people. If Gaddafi wants to fight till the bitter end, he's got the weapons to do that. He's got not only conventional weapons, he's got some mustard gas. He could do that if he really wants to do that. He could kill a lot of people. And you know, the president is saying to himself, well, what can we do? It's on my watch. As President of the United States, what should we be doing? There are some in his administration and certainly in Congress who are saying, get that no-fly zone up and about, start arming some of the opposition, the rebels, if you will. He's reluctant to take that step right now, and I think they're waiting to see what happens over the next few days.
Yes, you know, Senator McCain is among those saying that we need to have a no-fly zone that is in place. But, you know, from my perspective, this is looking to be long, drawn-out, protracted battle here. What do you think, Paul?
Yeah, I think the Pentagon is very reluctant to go ahead with a no-fly zone. It's not just a no-fly zone to fly some planes over the skies of Libya. You got to first knock out their anti-aircraft capabilities, their radar, so you don't want to endanger U.S. planes or NATO planes flying over. McCain makes the point, though, that if you were to announce a no-fly zone, Libyan pilots themselves would be deterred. They would stop flying because they don't want to be shot down out of the sky. And that's a risk. You know, who knows what the outcome would be? I know there's a serious debate going on, and I know that the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, they're not eager to get involved militarily right now. They've got two other wars that they're fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan right now.